Michael Brown. President Trump launched his re-election campaign at a rally in Orlando, Florida, Tuesday night, one of the swing states that fueled his poll-defying victory back in 2016. The president promoted issues like border security and trade tariffs and chastised the media and the Democrats for spotlighting the Russia issue and other controversies surrounding his presidency.
For the last 2.5 years, we have been under siege. And with the Mueller report, we won. And now they want a do-over. They want a do-over. Let's do it again. Didn't work out too well. Let's do it again.
24 Democrats, including Senator Bernie Sanders, are competing for their party's nomination to take on Trump in November of 2020.
Maybe I missed it. Maybe I missed it. I did not hear Donald Trump mention one word about the planetary crisis of climate change. And in fact, what he boasted about is that we are producing more carbon, which is only going to speed up the climate change crisis.
Many of the top Democrats lead Trump in opinion polls in the battleground states. Trump says his internal polling show him doing well. On the eve of the World Refugee Day, the UN Refugee Agency reporting nearly 71 million people around the world are now forcibly displaced by war, persecution, and conflict in the highest level in decades. The agency says more than two-thirds of all refugees worldwide come from just five countries, Syria, Afghanistan, South Sudan, Myanmar, and Somalia. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, told VOA News, conflicts producing new refugees are rising faster than solutions can be found for the people who are displaced. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. intends to maintain the maximum pressure campaign against Iran, even as evidence suggests the regime in Tehran is lashing out in an increasingly dangerous way.